We have Professor Peter Schickele to thank for introducing the world to P.D.Q. Bach. He has created an entire backstory around Bach's fictitious 21st child. Schickele says it's amazing the forgotten son of the Bach family produced any music at all. He was lazy and rarely sober.
He did have a drinking problem. It actually wasn't a problem because it didn't bother him. He just drank. A lot of composers compose at the piano, and some composers compose away from the piano. He composed under the piano, and he was often at floor level. He seems to have been good company. He was in the taverns that he frequented, and as I say, he was out for a good time.
P.D.Q. Bach is actually the creation of Peter Schickele, who himself is a composer and not a professor. Out of this persona came over 100 compositions, 20 recordings, and countless concerts, all poking fun at classical music. Schickele and his friends performed P.D.Q. Bach's first concert at the Town Hall in New York City in 1965. Schickele's inspiration for comedy came from his love for Spike Jonze, the musician who added funny sound effects to popular songs in the 1940s.
He had a comedy band. He did takeoffs on mostly on pop songs of the day, but also on some classical things like Carmen and the Nutcracker Suite. And he had all sorts of weird instruments in his orchestra, like, you know, gunshots and sirens and things.